With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The cattle inventory was 86.2 million head on January 1st, which continued a long-standing downward trend. Despite a year of strong prices, the USDA cattle inventory report showed the overall U.S. cattle herd shrank by another 0.35% and is now the smallest level in 75 years. The beef cow herd total was 27.6 million head, down by 1%. The 2025 calf crop was 32.9 million head, the smallest total since 1941. Beef replacement heifers rose 1% to 4.7 million head. All cattle on feed totaled 13.8 million head, a 3% reduction from the previous year. The number of milk cows in the U.S. increased to 9.5 million. Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock market analyst for Oklahoma State University, said the market is likely still trying to find a bottom. We're probably stabilizing, but it's a very slow process, Peel said. We're likely not going to rebuild very fast. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to reapprove dicamba for over-the-top use on tolerant soybeans and cotton for the 2026 growing season. Reports say the decision is aimed at addressing weed control challenges and will likely include stricter regulations like buffering agents and a possible ban on applying dicamba when the temperatures are high. In a draft statement from the EPA, the agency called the pending decision the most protective dicamba registration in agency history. Producers were prohibited from using the herbicide last year because of the 2024 court decision vacating previous registrations. It would be the third time that the EPA approved the pesticide. On both previous occasions, federal courts blocked the approvals, citing the underestimation of the risks of chemical drift that could harm other farms. A broad coalition of trade groups representing ethanol producers, petroleum refiners, farmers, and retailers sent a letter to the co-chairs of the new E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council calling for swift action on year-round E15 access. The window for arriving at a recommended legislative solution is short, with the council expected to submit legislative solutions to the full House by February 15th, the letter said. We applaud this expedited time frame as fuel producers and retailers are making decisions now about product offerings over the next year. Farmers are making planting decisions, and a legislative fix is needed as soon as possible to provide fuel producers and retailers with a predictable policy framework as we approach the summer driving season. To achieve a solution in short order, the groups urged the lawmakers to build upon the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act, which was amended and offered by Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska. New England plays Seattle in the upcoming Super Bowl this Sunday. New England is known for its clam chowder, while Seattle is famous for salmon tossing and fish markets. However, when it comes to the Super Bowl, nothing is hotter than chicken wings. The National Chicken Council released its annual chicken wing report, which projects Americans will eat 1.48 billion chicken wings while watching the Patriots and Seahawks battle for the Lombardi Trophy. This figure represents an increase of about 10 million more wings than last year's game. Football is for food, especially when it comes to the Super Bowl, where wings rule the roost, said NCC spokesman Tom Super. For football fans looking to add protein to their spreads at an affordable price, wings are kings of the Super Bowl menu. Laid end-to-end, the 1.48 billion chicken wings would stretch about 27 times from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough to Lumen Field in Seattle. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.